True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
So there is some stuff that I wanted to get your thoughts on. Obviously, we didn't get to talk to him Monday or Tuesday because of the Jimmy Fund.
Right.
So there is some news that I would love to get your thoughts on. And one of them I mentioned in my trending were some roster decisions in the NFL. A couple of quarterback battles are now in the books for maybe some teams that will be good or not. Who really knows? But anyway, Cleveland Browns are going with Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback.
Smart.
Over the 8 million QBs that they have on their roster, including Shadur and Dylan Gabriel.
Who both played well, by the way. I thought Shadur and Gabriel in the little I saw of both of them, and I know Shadur didn't play in the second game, but Gabriel did, and he looked good. I thought he looked pretty good. You know, I was impressed. I think that they have a pretty good situation there, considering that, you know, the two rookies that you have both have given you something. So, you know, like that's more than I think probably they were expecting in Cleveland. I don't think anybody expected Sanders to look good, or Gabriel for that matter. And they both did. And so naturally, of course, they're going with Joe Flacco, which is just funny. As for the Colts and Danny Dimes, not surprised. Richardson, I think, really hurt himself last year asking out of games because he was tired. He has not had a good camp. He was a project. I mean, listen, they knew he was going to be a project. He's a great athlete that they're trying to make into an NFL quarterback, and I'm just not sure that's what his path is going to be or what his career is going to be. I just don't know that that's what they're going to have. Now, with Danny Dimes, he could throw himself right out of that starting role, and then Richardson gets another shot at it. I think that's a very likely scenario here. I also think that Danny Dimes could do well in Indy. I think that Indy's kind of a sneaky good offense. Like, that's a good offense with a pretty good coach and some good pieces. Richardson beat the Patriots last year. And you know, I'm not saying that they're great, but in a AFC South where Houston's got some question marks and who the hell knows about Jacksonville or Tennessee, I think you gotta keep an eye on that team. So those are not shocking. Those are not shocking decisions, I think, in either case. They're both kind of safe decisions. But I think both of them will probably not last through, like, week 5.
I'd like to play a little audio for you here about a former Patriot. That would be one Rob Gronkowski. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Gronk was in town. He was opening the playground.
Didn't know this.
That's on Storrow Drive. Right when you get onto Storrow Drive, mm-hmm. It's actually, at least for me, I don't know.
Near the hat show, right?
Yeah. You pass, at least for me, getting on Storrow Drive, you do pass it. There's a construction that looks like a football. But anyway, and the clip that's going around is Gronk maybe making a promise about officially retiring as a Patriot. Take a listen to Gronk earlier today.
Mr. Kraft, yeah. Giving the thumbs up about you retiring as Patriot.
Yes, I like that a lot. And the reason why we're really going to do that is because of Susan Hurley. She wants to see that happen. She's been dreaming about that happening for a while. RKK gave her the thumbs up, so we're going to make it happen in the future.
And
it's going to be a special moment. Come back for a day, a weekend, whatever it is. So we'll make it happen, and it'll be a really, really cool moment. And it's going to happen. We just don't know when. So thank you, Susan, for kicking that off.
So Susan Hurley is the founder of Charity Teams, and that's an organization that helps support charity competitors in athletic events. And I think she was the one who had the idea, or maybe her and Gronk hatched the idea together. Or maybe Gronk texted her about it and they wanted to build the playground or help that playground. The reason for it is because he was at MGH rehabbing after he had surgery on his arm. You remember that after the field goal? He was on a field goal duty and he broke his arm. Then they had surgery and they had to clean out the surgery. It got infected or something. It was this whole thing.
Right.
He was in the hospital.
I think it was the 2012 playoffs he got hurt.
Yeah.
Where they lost to the Ravens.
That sounds right. And he was up there at MGH and he was looking across the street. You know, he had a view out his window of the river and of the playground. And he just, you know, had this idea to do it. And Hurley, who had a battle with a severe stage 4 cancer, I believe, was in that hospital as well at Mass General, same floor as Gronkowski, and looked down at that same playground, and they decided to do this. And I think that that's great. Now, as far as Gronkowski retiring or coming back to sign a contract to retire as a Patriot, I don't care about that. I don't. I just don't. Once Tom Brady left and retired as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, my innocence was gone. You know, like, I just, that was it. I don't, these things, it's nice, I guess. But what's the difference, you know? Like, I don't really see how that matters. This woman, if she wanted it to happen and they want to do it for her and they want to make it happen because they love Susan Hurley so much, great. And that's great for Susan Hurley and that's fine. But for everybody getting all excited about this, I don't see the difference, you know? Like, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Patriots Hall of Famer. He did not stay here in New England. He chose to leave and go follow Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. He could have stayed here. He could have stayed here and played. He didn't want to. So why did we, you know, why is we making this big deal about him coming back to retire as a Patriot? He could have just retired as a Patriot. He could have just done that. He didn't want to. He didn't care about playing for the Patriots. He wanted to go play with Tom Brady. Isn't that right? I mean, am I crazy to say that?
No, not completely wrong on that. But I mean, I am sort of in your boat of signing a one-day contract to retire with a team. Like, it's cute, but it's like not something you're going to beat your head over.
It's meaningless. It really means nothing. You know, like, if you had to do that in order to get a, you know, like, remember with Roger Clemens and Wade Boggs and all those guys, they're like, well, when his hat in the Hall of Fame, is it going to be a Red Sox hat or a Yankee hat? Or Wade Boggs has like a Tampa Bay Rays hat and stuff, and that was a whole thing. But that's not, it's a bust in Canton. You just get your face, that's it. So what difference does it make what team you're retired with? I just don't see. Symbolically, I guess it's something. But I just don't particularly care about that. Rob Gronkowski, there's nothing he can do. It's going to lessen what he did here with the Patriots. He's one of the greatest tight ends of all time that's ever played the sport. And he played almost every single year of his career here with the Patriots. That speaks for itself. I don't care how he retires or what he does to retire. But listen, you know, if they're planning on doing it, sure, why not have another celebration and look to the past? Anything to avoid looking at this team, I guess.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get over here!
There is apparently a big controversy going around in the NFL off the field. I don't know if you've seen a couple of videos announcing some male cheerleaders
to
the cheer squad. Minnesota is probably the most recognizable one with the male cheerleaders. I know the Patriots, I believe, added a couple to their roster. But there are people that are like so up in arms over adding male cheerleaders to a football team's cheer squad. I just want to give you the floor because I know we don't like to get, you know, crazy political here on this show, but I do know you do have some strong feelings about people being upset about these male cheerleaders.
Well, there's nothing more political than cheerleaders. I mean, come on. Like, if we're talking about the important issues facing our country right now, a divided nation, I think that cheerleaders, the gender of cheerleaders on a sideline at a football game, has got to be right up there with the Gaza Strip. You know, got to be right up there with inflation. Got to be right up there with Russia and Ukraine and all those things. I'd say they're all basically equal. And the reason why I say that is because every once in a while, and I know I shouldn't do this, I know there's no good reason to do this, but every once in a while, instead of just scrolling through my people that I follow on Twitter, every now and then I click over to For You, the For You side, where Elon Musk and his crack squad of algorithm writers all decide what I want to see, what I want to see on my Twitter feed. I don't know exactly how they curate this, but it checks some boxes. I check some boxes, and I have to tell you that every time I click on the For You, I see at least three tweets by people really, really upset about the male cheerleaders, and it's always hardcore conservatives. And I just will say this without making it any more political than that. I would not have known about any of these male cheerleaders, and I wouldn't have known that they are on the team. I wouldn't have known anything about them except for the fact that I've seen them retweeted hundreds of times by conservative Twitter people. And that's it. It's the only time I ever see. I didn't know that there was a promotional video for the Patriots cheerleaders that had the guy, I think his name's Jeremy, is dancing around in the thing. First of all, male cheerleaders have existed as long as cheerleaders have existed. They haven't always been out there dancing, but they're there throwing the girls up in the air and doing all that stuff.
There's the old school ones have the megaphone, you know? Yeah. They're like, go team. Not doing the flips.
There's guys out there been male cheerleaders my entire life. I don't understand how this suddenly became this big cultural flashpoint. I really don't. But I can tell you that as someone who doesn't, the only thing I know about cheerleaders in the NFL is that they get paid nothing. I know they don't get paid any. They get paid like $150 a week, which is ridiculous. And I know that they have opportunities to do other things and they get paid for, you know, stuff and the exposure that they get from being an NFL cheerleader. But the actual job pays nothing. I mean, really, it pays nothing. They're all of them are out there doing it for the love of the game. That is what being a cheerleader is all about in the NFL. You're doing it to go out there and and doing it because you like it. And listen, I don't know much about being a cheerleader. I cannot dance to save my life. I don't even have one dance move. But those dudes, the dudes I keep seeing in these videos that are exclusively being posted by angry conservatives, those dudes can dance. Why deprive them of the opportunity to go out and dance? Men don't want to see that, I guess. You know, what do you think? It's the only time a man ever dances? Men dance all the time. And sometimes men are okay with seeing it. I could care less. What does it matter to me if a guy's out there dancing with the girls when they're doing a little routine in between plays at a football game, which you don't even see on TV half the time anyway? The only way you could ever have this actually bother you is if you're at the game and only looking at the guys dancing. And if you are, there's nothing wrong with that. There's really nothing wrong with that. If you go to a football game and you just want to focus on the dancing man down on the sideline, that's completely up to you. But that's the only way you could really have this bother you. You don't see the cheerleaders on TV. You see them for maybe 2 seconds when they cut back from commercial. And they're just shaking the pom-pom for 2 seconds going, yay. And then they go back to the game. You don't see them on TV. The only way this can really be a problem in your life is if you go to a game and have the binoculars just trained on that dude down there shaking his ass. All right. I mean, that's the only way it can really be a problem. And for some people, that's just a bridge too far. But my take on it is, who cares? Who really cares about male cheerleaders, which have existed for as long as I've been alive, probably longer than that.
Okay, I want to give you one more here before we get to the producer's point. Let me ask you, are you a big fantasy football guy?
I was at one point in my life, and then I started doing the daily fantasy, and then gambling got legalized, and I've completely stopped.
Okay, but you're not in a fantasy football league.
I'm not anymore. There was a time where I was in like 7 or 8 at a time, but
okay,
now I'm not in it.
Well, apparently the new fad is finding creative ways to select the draft order. I don't know if you partake in anything like that, but there have been some that I've noticed, at least on social media over the past couple of days. Apparently the Orioles at Fenway had like an inflatable goalpost. They did something with a football.
I saw
to,
yeah,
to do their
Freeze
draft.
Pops had a video about
yep,
that, right?
Yep. Yeah. And then Tuesday, yeah, Jason Veritek was taking batting practice and had specific players' balls. So whoever went further had the draft order or whatever. Or even Gordo, who was just on the show, posted a video of Roman Anthony starting up something mobile for his draft order. So
okay.
I just want to, hypothetical for you, what is your ideal way of creating a draft order for a fantasy football league? If you had an idea of how you were going to make the order, what would your idea be?
I would want it to be some kind of test of strength, like an arm wrestling contest, you know, like a
okay,
round-robin
so you'd set up like a tournament.
Type of thing. What are you shaking your head for, Thomas?
I'll give you the best answer right now. You load up WWE 2K25. You go into a 10-man or a 20-man WWE Royal Rumble. Each one of your boys selects a character. Let the AI go. Whoever goes the furthest wins, gets the first pick.
So it's all just random. You don't want to have any actual say in it.
But Arcan, imagine you're sitting there with your best friends from... know,
watching a video game scenario.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
You're sitting there. You're throwing back a few drinks. You guys are getting pretty
watching
boozed
a video
up,
game
and you're
Royal
watching
Rumble.
A video game Royal Rumble you have no control over, and it's just the greatest time ever. Other good one? Online horse racing is a great way to choose a draft order as well.
Okay. You know what? I actually, when I lived in Watertown, I'd go to get my breakfast, and then there's this place right next door, this little convenience store, and they had the TVs up there with the virtual horse racing. And there were these four guys who were in the place every day just gambling their asses off on the virtual horse race. And I always thought it was so stupid.
Gritty right there. That's grit.
It is. That's love of the game.
Were they active of like, come on, go,
yeah.
Go?
Yeah, yelling at a computer horse. Come on, purple! Like, you know, like they're really going for it.
That's
and,
the dream.
You know, you'd say, when they won, you would think they owned, like, you know how when, like, in the Kentucky Derby, when the horse wins and all these people come out, it's like the owner of the horse and the trainer and all these people. That's what they act like. They act like it's their horse, this computer horse on a screen in Mount Auburn Street in Watertown at some convenience store. And you would think they just won the Preakness. Really, really good stuff. But, yeah, okay, those both sound better than mine. I just felt like, you know, that's all very random. If you want to do it, you should have, like, the mightiest person pick first, and that's, you'd settle that by doing arm wrestling. What else?
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, I got one little thing left here, and I know we do got a lot of dongs to get to, so I'll just make my point very short and sweet. This is about the Patriots. And, of course, the past week or so, there's been controversy, or maybe so. You could say, you know, just a little thing about Stephon Diggs and his knee. And he's talking with Diana Rossini about working too much on the knee. And he's saying, oh, yeah, I don't know if I'll be ready. But then reports saying that he is ready. And people being frustrated about this process. I'll just tell you like this. I did not like the Stephon Diggs signing when it happened in the offseason, but it was a move they had to make. Diggs may not be a number one wide receiver now, but he is a wide receiver one caliber. He has the talent. And the Patriots were so hamstrung because they missed out on so many guys before. Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley, just to name a few, Cooper Kupp. They had the options, but they had to settle with Stephon Diggs. So not only do you have to settle with Diggs coming off the ACL injury, you're dealing with Stephon Diggs, the person. This is what you signed up for, Patriots fans. For those of you that liked the signing, this is what you're getting. You're getting the full Stephon Diggs experience where he's going to make you crazy. He's going to drive you nuts. But if he gets it done on the field, you'll be happy. So everyone's saying that are upset about what Stephon Diggs is doing, the progress that he's making. Guess what, Patriots fans and everyone who liked the signing? This is what you signed up for. Deal with it.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's take with Joe Braverman.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.